following program was previously recorded. It's time for Live and Local. Live from the studios of 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. I appreciate you joining me today. So imagine there's an organization that helps run a domestic violence shelter, behavioral health programs, school mental health services, family services, food pantries, immigration legal services, micro business training programs. There's more. Well, there is an organization that does that. It's called Catholic Charities, and the executive director is Father Mike Eckley, and he's here with me live. Thank you for coming in, Mike. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
My goodness, Catholic Charities touches a lot of lives. Can you give us an overview of how do you manage all these different avenues of help?
It does. Over a year period, we touch the lives of over 80,000 people here in Omaha and the 23 counties in northeast Nebraska. And in doing so, we rely on a great staff, and there is a great staff at Catholic Charities. We number about 50 in our staff, but it's also we depend on our great volunteers, and we have a number of volunteers, and that number is growing each and every day that helps us to meet the needs of our clients that come to us, so many of them in crisis, and to meet them in crisis, every day we help people and raise them up and in whatever ways that we can provide through the services that you just mentioned and a few others of family strengthening that we also have in our pantries here in Omaha.
Sure. I kind of want to divide this into two pieces. The first one is, how would someone in need who's listening now, who may need your services, how would they contact you or someone in your organization to get help?
The best way would be to come to one of our sites. And in southeast Omaha, we are at the Juan Diego Center. It's about 36th and Q. And then there's also the Martin DePoors Center, which is just right around 22nd, a little bit north of Binney Street.
Okay, very good. Is this one of those situations where that there's no wrong door? I mean, if somebody needs some kind of help, you guys can at least point them in the right direction
if
you don't have the direct help there.
Right, and that's our staff is trained that if someone's coming in and if we don't have that particular need, we do have partner agencies that we work with in South Omaha, North Omaha, throughout the Omaha community to get them connected to the resources that they need in the moment.
Sure. It's got to be very rewarding to have somebody come in a really down time and X amount of time later on, they're back on their feet. And living a life.
And we find a number of our volunteers are former clients.
Sure.
And then some of our employees are former volunteers that were former clients. The people have that relationship with Catholic Charities and keep that relationship. And then they go on to work with us and helping those that are coming to us today.
Sure. More than just help, but a purpose.
Right.
Finding a purpose. That's fantastic. How do you fund this? It costs money to help people out. How do you fund these things?
Right. You know, our name is Catholic Charities, and we are a charity, and we rely on the generosity of so many people in our community, donors, fundraisers. There are some grants out there that we go for, but for the most part, it's raised by people who partner with us and want to reach out and help those that are in need. One of the ways that we do that is our annual fundraiser, which is coming up, our Irish Fest, which is happening on March 14th in the downtown Marriott. And that is our largest fundraiser. This is the 28th year for Catholic Charities Irish Fest. As they keep saying around the office, is a shamrock in time to come out and have some fun, but also to help to raise those funds for very important needs in our community, to help our brothers and sisters who come to us searching for that help.
Sure. Well, with a name like Michael Hogan, I'm certainly all behind the Irish. You can well bet that's a great part of my heritage. 28th year, how have you been able to sustain it this long? That's an amazing run.
Well, over the years, we've had some great chairs of the dinner who have continued to extend the message. And as we get that message out of all the great things that we're doing, as you're mentioning as we began this interview, talking about the many different programs at Catholic Charities, as people start to understand what we do and the impact that we're having on the community and especially those in severest need at times, they want to help and they want to partner with us. And so as they learn about that and learn about this great event, they want to be part of it. And And so we invite them to be part of it.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's, as you said, it's on the 14th of March. And if one is looking for information about it, ccomaha.org. That's short, of course, for Catholic Charities. Ccomaha.org would be the place to go to get information on the event, on Catholic Charities in general. And you can also get tickets there if you like. This is an enormous gala event. I mean, this is there's silent auctions. There's all sorts of different ways that people can have a win-win as they contribute.
Right. If they come and join us that evening down at the Marriott on the 14th, there is something there for everyone that night. We'll start at 5:30 in the evening with a cocktail hour. At 7 o'clock is our oral auction.
And all the information you need is at ccomaha.org. The NPR programming continues right now.